Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Lisbon, North Dakota, right now, the temperature is 95 degrees. In Minot, it's 80. So, Brian Zimperick, NDSU Extension for Ransom County. Good choice on heading to Minot today.
Well, it sounds like it. I guess I would take it right now.
Indeedy. Well, I heard that this year there are 20,000 4-H and FFA exhibits, animal, static, all. Is that true?
I hope so. this early in the week, all the counties brought in their 4-H static exhibits to be judged on Wednesday and Thursday. So most of the static exhibits have been judged and are now on display. And later, I believe, what is it, Tuesday next week, all the livestock invade the fairgrounds for the 4-H and FFA livestock shows throughout the end of next week.
Wonderful. So all of the static exhibits, thousands of them, are there in the North Dakota State Fair Center, all indoors, air-conditioned, huh?
All indoor and air-conditioned. So later, I believe it looks like Monday, Tuesday next week, it's supposed to hit that 95, 98, 99 degrees. So you can enjoy all those static exhibits under the roof and air conditioned.
Wonderful. So describe what it looks like. I know you spent a little time in there. What all is there, and anything different this year?
In the static exhibit, I had an opportunity to quickly run through there the other day. And, these kids do some amazing projects, from woodworking and welding all the way up to their drawings and paintings and photography and baking and canning. You name it, they've got some excellent projects in there. And there's a lot of unique things that these kids have done over the year. And this past year, a lot of kids had extra time on their hands, so they found some new hobbies that they may have enjoyed by doing some of these projects.
Oh, and kind of got credit for it in 4-H and FFA.
Correct.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah, and develop life skills. Canning is a skill that a lot of people say, oh, I'd love to can if I could just find lids.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, canning has been something that, at least in our office, we've been getting more and more questions about how do you do it. It's something that's kind of been forgotten about, and it's coming back again. So being able to teach these kids how to do it again is one of those things that will be a life skill later on as they grow up and move on to future things in their lives. So
yeah, and no matter what age, nothing better than homemade salsa, canned and
right.
February at Super Bowl time, homemade salsa. So, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, so let's talk crops here a little bit back home in Ransom County. How are we doing? Everybody could use a rain, I would assume.
We could all use a rain, and we've started some small grain harvest and early this week, and being back and forth to Minot here a few times, I haven't heard any updates on how those are turning out right now, but preliminary talk before the combine started rolling was we're probably going to be on the below average side for yields right now for small grains. And corn is probably average, hopefully, on yield. Soybeans, we're probably going to be looking more of a below average yield on those.
Yeah. Visiting with some people earlier on the air, that it's amazing how well the soybeans are doing this year considering the drought.
Right. You get out and you start driving around, and there's some fields that look really good, but then there's some fields that You wonder if they're even going to make anything. So
yeah.
It's hard to say until the combines start rolling, but hopefully they'll really get turned around and start moving here.
Yeah. Now, it's spring wheat, rye, barley. Anybody growing winter wheat in Ransom County this year?
Yeah, you know, we got a couple that doing some winter wheat, and those are probably the fields that have started to come off right now, and spring wheat's not too far behind, and again, I just haven't had a chance to really hear what yields are right now, so.
Yeah. But at, it's that time of the year, turning the calendar page to August, the combine starting to roll, and hey, let's get this 2021 over with, and let's get a rain or two between now and the end of August is good. But the North Dakota State Fair begins today and runs for, what, about 10 days or 9 to 8 days?
9 days. Nine days. Goes till July 31st is the last day.
Super. All right. Now, are you more of a Lynyrd Skynyrd or a Billy Idol kind of a guy?
I would have to say Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right. And he starts off the concerts tonight. And so do you going to be able to make it, or are you busy with the exhibits there?
Usually we are pretty busy in the barns most nights, and but we can hear the concerts pretty good from the barn. So
yeah. All right. Super.
We'll enjoy it from the barn.
Indeed. Well, we enjoy your report. Thank you very much, Brian Zimprick, NDSU Extension, Ransom County. You always take. How about how many Ransom County kids are up there, or how many Ransom County exhibits do you have you brought up there this year?
Static exhibits, I brought up right close to 150 static exhibits on Monday. Later on this week, we've already got a good number of Ransom County youth here and just waving to one as they walk by. We'll have close to 20, 25 youth from Ransom County participating in the various events here throughout the week.
All right. Well, it's memories to be made at the North Dakota State Fair. Great event. Thank you so much for the work you do when it comes to 4-H and Extension there in around the Lisbon area. So thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Mick.
Have fun at the fair. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye now.